Welcome to your meditation class. My name is Meryl Arnett. I am a yoga and meditation teacher here in Atlanta. I've been teaching meditation for about the last 10 years. And today our topic is meditation for the joy of it. So, you know, when I began meditating, I began in all honesty because I thought I should. Right? I was doing yoga at the time. It seemed like the natural next step. And even today, all these years later, meditation is very much an in vogue thing to do, right? It's expected that we're doing this for our mental health, for our anxiety, to support us in our day-to-day lives. It's one more thing to put on the to-do list. And when we begin a meditation practice, it's really easy for it to feel uncomfortable. It's really easy for it to feel boring or like we don't have enough time for it. It's easy to feel frustrated because we're not quite sure we're doing it correctly. There can be a lot of discomfort in starting a meditation practice, and there's not necessarily a lot of places to go, right? We're more inclined to meditate at home with an app or something like that, and we're not getting the actual advice of a teacher amidst this beginning practice. So I want to share my story today as we go into our practice together, which is just to say that amidst all of this discomfort, amidst the stopping and the starting, and I have time, I don't have time, I like it, I hate it, all of that, somewhere along the way, I fell in love with this practice. I fell in love with the habit of sitting down in silence for 10 minutes or 20 minutes and savoring the quiet, savoring the gentle relationship I was building with myself. And the practice evolved to become a luxury. Like this thing I got to look forward to every single day. I was going to do this thing that was just for me. And even better, there was nothing actually to do in the practice. I got to just sit and savor. And so with that discovery, with that tapping into the luxurious nature of practice, I made this one tiny shift in my day-to-day practice. And that's what I'm going to share with you guys today as we meditate together. So what I did is rather than look at my calendar and say, okay, I've got 10 minutes right here before lunch. I'm going to hit the timer on my phone, close my eyes, go. I got to get this done before the next thing. Instead of that, I would always make sure I started my practice with intention, meaning I literally say to myself, now is my time to meditate. I meditate to know my deepest self. That's my own personal intention. Yours might be something different, but I state what that little reminder is. Why am I doing this? To know my deepest self. And then as I settle into my practice, I take a moment just to practice gratitude. I thank the teachers that taught me how to meditate. So you might call to mind an actual teacher that you have. You could call to mind ancestors that have guided you in some way. You could call to mind role models or benefactors that you look up to and have carved a path you'd like to follow. But some sense of connecting to someone who can help guide you deeper. So I take a minute to say thank you. And then I remind myself to savor it, not to rush. Savor whatever comes up. And, you know, we make it a joke. I do this all the time. I make it a joke how uncomfortable it can be to be with yourself. If you're anxious and you sit down to meditate, you have to feel that anxiety. If you've got a lot of thoughts about work going on and you sit down to meditate, you're going to think about work. You're going to see all of those thoughts. And so that reminder that this is meant to be juicy. This is meant to feel good and be enjoyable and inspire joy in our day-to-day lives, it reminds us not to get so uptight about whatever happens in the practice. Because it's all welcome. The thoughts are welcome. It's fine if you think about work the whole time. Literally, it's actually fine if you think the whole time. What we want is one little piece of our brain is kind of kicked back like it was in a hammock, smiling. And it's like, look how interesting this is. All this worry about work right now. Cool, I got it. Look how interesting this is. I'm feeling really tired today. Cool, I got it. Right? We're just learning how to be with whatever's here in a way that feels totally welcoming and carefree to the best of our ability. Sally Kempton, another great meditation teacher, reminds us that meditation is like any intimate relationship. It requires patience, commitment, and deep tolerance. And so as we sit down now to meditate for the joy of it, we'll just bring to mind those qualities of patience, of commitment, and of deep tolerance for whatever shows up in today's practice. So let's take a minute to find a seat. If you're already seated on the ground, you might uncross your legs and cross them the other way. If you're seated in a chair, fabulous, let your feet rest down on the earth. You want to make sure that you can sit with a tall spine so you're upright. This is going to keep us awake. Seated with a nice straight spine, crown of the head right above the shoulders. You can let your hands rest down onto the lap. And if it feels comfortable today, go ahead and close your eyes. And if that doesn't feel quite right, you can just take a soft gaze down towards the earth. And together as a group here, let's take a big breath in together. Exhaling out a sigh. And we'll do that again, inhaling deeply. Exhaling out a sigh. And allowing your breath to fall to its own natural pace. Easy inhales, easy exhales. And we'll begin our practice just by silently saying to ourselves, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And if you want to add in any additional intention for your practice, feel free to do that here. And then as that intention is stated, you might feel yourself relax a bit into your body because we are here to enjoy this. And if it works for you today, you might bring to mind any teachers, ancestors, role models, benefactors in your life that you want to thank. Thank you for carving out a path for me. Thank you for nudging me in this direction. Thank you for getting me to this moment right now. And letting your breath flow comfortably, naturally. Remembering that we're here for the joy of it. So let your body relax. Let go of your hips and your thighs so that you're seated all the way on whatever's holding you up, chair, the ground. Feel that subtle length as your spine lifts up and lengthens a touch. Perhaps you can press the shoulders back and down a little bit. Or reach up through the crown of the head. And we'll let the muscles through the face relax. So the forehead smooths and broadens. The skin around the eyes softens. And the lips, the jaw, even the tongue, they all relax. And you might swallow once or twice just so the throat can be easy and open. Feeling breath move out across your collarbones. Noticing the chest rise and fall. And perhaps even just incrementally relaxing the muscles of the chest. As if just by thinking about it, you could actually relax your heart. And feeling breath move down into the belly. Letting the muscles of the belly relax. And you find yourself seated here, somewhere between relaxed and awake. And so gently, we'll turn all of our attention to the breath. So that as you breathe in this next time, you're noticing how good it feels to fill your lungs with air. And as you exhale, you notice the sensations of emptying out and clearing out your body. You don't have to change your breath or exaggerate it. You're just savoring the experience of breathing. Perhaps you want to follow your breath from the edge of your nostrils as far into the body as you can trace it. And then following that same breath from somewhere inside the body as far out into the room as you can follow it. Some of you might even sense an energy or a light riding on that breath. Feeling it as you breathe in. Feeling as you breathe out. We're going to settle ourselves into just about 4 minutes in silence here. And as we do, we'll just keep following this trace of breath as far into the body as we can and as far back out as we can. And whatever else arises in the moment for you, if thoughts come up, noises or distractions, we'll just remind ourselves that we're here to savor. You don't have to get worried about any of it. You don't have to push it away or shape it. You can just watch each moment as it unfolds with a smile, with a breath, and with deep tolerance. And feeling this next breath. Noticing your experience in this moment, if there's anything you can let go of, if there's anything you can open up to, let that happen here. Feeling your breath deepen. If your spine is slumped over at all, straighten up just a touch. Wiggling into your fingers, into your toes, just bringing some sense of wakefulness back to the body. Taking all of the time you need to slowly blink the eyes open. Pausing here to honor yourself for carving out the time to practice. To honor the teachers, the guides that have guided you thus far. And to offer up the fruit of our practice for the benefit of the entire world. Taking a deep breath in. And a full breath out. Releasing your practice and maintaining, hopefully, the sense of joy that's been cultivated today. Thank you guys so much for meditating with me today. Again, my name is Meryl Arnett. If you'd like more meditations, be sure to visit my website, merylarnett.com. You'll find my podcast with tons of free meditations, classes, newsletter, all sorts of goodies. Thanks again. Bye.